I speak to you not of mine own authority, but in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Please be seated. A week's events in the life of Jesus are compressed into 1 hour today. From the triumphal entry of Jesus into Jerusalem to the Last Supper of Jesus' arrest, his crucifixion, and his burial. Throughout this week, this Holy Week, my friends, we will reflect on those important events in a less hurried way. If we could not all get to liturgy on Holy Thursday and Good Friday, we would not need to hear the Passion read today. But as we know, not everyone can get to church during the week. So we need to hear the Passion today so that we can celebrate Jesus' resurrection next Sunday. However, my friends, I would urge every one of us to read the gospel again this week so that you and I can reflect more deeply on Jesus's sacrifice of himself for us. And every year, as I come to this Holy Week, I ask myself one question. And that question is, why did Jesus do it? Why did he do it? And every year, I think I understand a little more, and yet it will always remain a mystery. Jesus Christ said that he came to seek out and to save the one who is lost. Could he have done that without having to die? Maybe that is what he agonized over in the Garden of Gethsemane, asking himself and asking his Heavenly Father the same question. We too, as human beings who live now in this 21st century, we have our struggles. And we try to understand our sufferings. Why is this happening to me? Why did this have to happen to my loved one? It is amazing, my friends, how many people in our world want to blame suffering on God. We know It was part of the mission of Jesus and God's plan. Jesus himself prayed, "Not my will, but thine be done." So when problems arise for us, does it make sense to think this is God's will for us? A lot of people do. For some people, it helps them to cope with tragedy, while others turn their back on God, and as they turn their back on God, they claim that God is cruel and God is unfair. If we stop and think, my friends, about life, so many problems we deal with, we create for ourselves, or some other individual uses their God-given gift of free will in a way that damages us, or our problems come just because we are human and we grow old and our body parts begin to wear out. Or there are times when it is a matter of bad luck, being in the wrong place at the wrong time. We can't always put our finger on why bad things happen, especially to good people. It is a question that philosophers and theologians have pondered over the centuries. I believe, my friends, that all good things come from God. But there are precious few of the bad things in life that I attribute to God's will. I believe God came to save you and me from evil. God came to save you and me from even physical evil. And that is why Jesus healed people, and why he told us to care about people. People who were suffering from not having the necessities of life. I don't even know if God's plan, when he is going to call us, each of us, to leave this world. But eventually, you and I will be leaving this world. It is part of our faith, my friends. And it is very comforting to know, however, that when this happens, if we have served God faithfully, God will take you and me to himself. And I know that what keeps me going and what helps me to stay positive is to believe that when bad things happen that are beyond our control, God, Almighty God, can turn these bad things into something good. If God could take the death of Jesus, indeed a very evil thing, in that we human beings, created in the image and likeness of God, crucified our God, even though he only helped people and he only loved people. If God could take that and turn it into something good and make it to be the source of our salvation and eternal life, then this God has the power to turn anything around and make it into something good. Sometimes I ask my friends, God, how are you going to bring something good out of this? My faith is he can. My faith is he will. And my faith is I believe it because I have experienced this throughout my life. Today, my friends, Palm Sunday, today, the beginning of Holy Week, we reflect on the mystery of suffering. We reflect on the suffering of Jesus Christ, our Savior. But we also reflect on our own suffering. Everyone suffers. Every man, every woman has his or her own trials and tribulations. We have our sufferings. It is not a problem to solve, but it is a mystery we have to live with. Especially at Mass that we have come today, as at every Mass we attend, we recall what Jesus Christ, our Savior, did for us. We do, in his memory, what he commanded us. Remember that last Holy Thursday, Jesus Christ said, as often as you do this, you do it in memory of me. And 2,000 years ago, from that Holy Thursday, we have been every Sunday, some people every day, some people every Wednesday, been doing this in memory of him. We are assured, my friends, that in his sufferings, he was there before us. He knows what it is like. And he will walk with us through bad times. He will walk through us through the pains that we may be enduring. Remember that when we go through our pains in life, it is not us alone who endure those pains, But Jesus Christ went there before us and is going through them with us. In bad times, and when we are assured of his presence with us, it is then that he will pull us through. Remember, my friends, Christ has died, Christ has risen, and Christ will come again. Amen.